So I started looking at the decline of the textiles industry in India and the resurgence of the textiles industry over the recent few years in India, and why it would have declined was because of the colonization and the trade that was done between the UK and India around the time of independence, really, because the cotton was being manufactured, grown in India and being shipped to England, and then the manufacturing was done in England and the products were shipped back to India for sale. So I was really interested in that history and the stories between the two countries, and that led me back to India.
Okay, so what did you find when you went there?
Well, it was a very quick visit, which I'm going to be going back to India in January to pursue that. It was just a research trip at that point, so I was really looking at what the factories are like and what the working conditions are like for the people. So that's what the work is about at the moment. But when I go back in January, I'm going to be focusing a little bit more on the workers' personal lives and their home stories.
Do you think there'll be some surprises that'll come out of your photographs?
I hope so. I'm a self-taught photographer, so I don't really have a method of working as such. But I do have, a series of images that I'd really like to explore. But these things normally evolve quite organically. I hope there'll be a few nice surprises.
Can you give us some tips on what sort of things you are looking for?
I'm looking to see, the workers really, how they spend time in the factory, not when they're not working, sort of when they're having lunch. I mean, I saw some interesting situations when I was there. I don't really know if I want to mention what I saw, but the downtime is quite interesting, and the way that they treat the factory environment, it's almost like an extension of their home. So I'm interested to see how they interact with that space.